I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. 16 parlays, gang. I told you, stick to two, but I love you, buddy. Sports fans, Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want that edge, you got to get on the grid. Live sports action. President's Cup underway from Royal Melbourne in Australia. Great start for the Americans. The featured pairing of Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas taking on Aussie Mark Leishman and Joachim Niemann. Woods and Thomas took the first hole. They're one up through one. Good start there. But Sungjae Im just chipped in. What a beautiful shot. So Im and Hadwin, big underdogs to Scheifele and Cantlay. They're one up two. Next match off the board, 6:03. DeChambeau and Finau versus Ben On and Adam Scott, 6:17. Simpson and the hated one, Patrick Reed versus CT Pan and Matsuyama, 6:32. One of my favorite underdogs, Ustus and an answer, +110 against Gary Woodland and Dustin Johnson. The Rays owner, Canada Vision, his team staying in Tampa full-time. The Rays now won't be relocating soon, but owner Stu Sternberg isn't optimistic about the team's future in Central Florida. They recently abandoned talks with the city of St. Pete's that would allow them to start the Montreal experiment before the lease on the Trop expires in 2027. Meanwhile, the Montreal group, led by businessman Steven Brotman, as indicated, it's still committed to making a plan work and for games to be played in Montreal. We'll see what happens there. Tampa Bay, 29th in attendance in 2019. Breaking news, as Gabe mentioned earlier, the New York Mets and right-hander Michael Wacha have agreed to a one-year contract pending a physical. It's worth $3 million, seven possible. He posted a 4.76 ERA in over 126 innings of work with the Cards in 2019. After the Yankees signed Cole, the LA Dodgers shifting their focus to Madison Bumgarner. The 30-year-old has spent 11 seasons in San Fran, a four-time All-Star, also a top 10 finalist for the Cy Young four times. The Dodgers, amongst three teams, aggressively signing Cole before the Yankees ponied up. 9 years, $324 million. They got that done Tuesday night, as broken by Yang. The Cole signing has also boosted the New York Yankees on the betting board, too. They're the favorite to win the World Series, gone from 6-1 before Cole, now 3-1. Dodgers 6-1, Houston 7-1, Atlanta 14-1, defending champion Washington 14-1. A study commissioned by MLB attributed the 2019 home run surge to inconsistent seam heights on balls, as well as changes in players' behavior that led to altered launch angles and exit velocities. A record 6,776 regular season home runs were hit this past season, the Yankees and Twins both surpassing the 300 mark. NFL Vikings star receiver Adam Thielen expected to make his return Sunday against the Chargers, barring a setback in practice. Thielen missed the last four with a hammy injury. He's had 27 catches, 391 yards, and six TDs in eight games. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron, he's been named the Home Depot NCAA Coach of the Year. A good spot for him, 12-0. They beat Georgia in the SEC title game, LSU versus Oklahoma, December 28th in the Peach Bowl. Willie Taggart, the new head coach at Florida Atlantic. He was fired from Florida State earlier. Busy night in the NBA, 11. Let's go, 4-7. Houston minus 11.5 at Cleveland, 229. Boston minus 1 at Indiana, 209.5. Lakers laying 8 at Orlando, 212 is your total. Clippers minus 2.5 at Toronto, 222. The return of Kawhi Leonard, 7:30. Charlotte and Brooklyn, Nets minus 10, 216.5, 8 o'clock. Atlanta at Chicago, Bulls minus 5, 221. Utah laying 1.5 at Minnesota, 222.5 at 9 o'clock. We got Memphis and Phoenix, Suns minus 7, 230. 9:30, New Orleans at Milwaukee, Bucks laying 9.5, 232, 10 o'clock, OKC at Sacramento, Kings 1.5 point favorites, 208, Knicks at Golden State, Warriors minus 5, 211, top 25 NBA hoops, Arizona is hosting Omaha, Wildcats minus 19.5, 147, 9 p.m., number 5, Michigan and Illinois in the Big Ten, Illinois minus 1.5, 145, just three games on frozen water in the NHL. 7 o'clock, Boston at Washington, Caps laying 35 cents, 6 is your total, 7:30. We got Ottawa and Montreal, Canadiens minus 160, 6.5, Philly at Colorado, 9:30 p.m., Avs minus 155, total 6, Champions League Soccer, Manchester City beat Dinamo Zagreb 4-1, Atalanta over Shakhtar 4-0, Juventus beat Bayern Leverkusen 2-0, Real Madrid over Bruges 3-1, Bayern Munich took out Tottenham 3-1, Atletico Madrid 2, Lokomotiv Moscow 0, PSG smoked Galatasaray 5-0. Olympiacos beat Cervena Zvezda 1-2-0. Stick around, everybody. Gamblu's coming up next as Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage. We're going to have some fun talking to Gamblu, fights, and football. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage is on Sports Grid, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide
knows what to do with the time that is given to him.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Get on the grid. Sports Grid is we're throwing it down here to Sports Grid Studios, FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. Very great job today in the pit. Cameras sharp, crisp. Good job. Great job. So we got Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us. Lou Gamblu will join us in a couple of minutes. We've got a pretty cool UFC. Well, we got a cool UFC main event. The card kind of blows. It's all right. Whatever. Well, the UFC's become what Dana White said they're not. I remember years ago, a long time ago on HSR, when Dana White was in studio camp, his specific was like, the thing that makes us not boxing is boxing has like 10 fights, but nobody cares about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's only like the main event that people show up for. No one cares. He goes, you know, we have 10 to 12 great fights every card. Fast forward to now, you've got one main event and a bunch of fights no one cares about. you know what I mean? Like, UFC become the commercial sellout band that they used to hate. But, hey, it's all money. It is what it is. No one's forcing you to watch the earlier cards, you know, the earlier fights. I used to bitch about it. Now I'm like, whatever. I'll just tune in when the main event. I'll watch the fight I want to watch.
Exactly.
So, Lou will be with us. We're getting some NFL. I'm getting a lot of tweets about the Raptor game and stuff. Our boy T-Bone checks it. What's up, T-Bone? Asking who I like in this game. Listen, the Raptors have lost three. This is the worst streak the Raptors have been on in a while, man.
True.
Like last year, they never lost three in a row in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, this is the biggest, this is their sort of first little valley that they're in right now. Peaks and valleys. They're in a valley right now. It's too bad Van Fleet's banged up, but I still think they can get it done tonight, Cam. It's going to be a fired-up building. I think the over is a look, too. It's 221.5. I'd be surprised if it was a lower-scoring game. I think it'll end up turning into a track meet.
I think so, too. For anybody, if you want to bet the golf, I took Tiger. Every other match, Gabe, there's two more to go. I'm betting the internationals at a price. CT Pan and Matsuyama plus 140. Louis Oosthuizen and Abraham Answer against Woodland and Johnson. I'm going to fade those guys big time. Both of them have problems spraying it off the tee recently. I think Louis Oosthuizen and Answer are like a really good, and the price is telling you plus 110. I think they get it done. I'm on Tiger and Justin Thomas. Everybody else dogs in the golf. That's what I'm doing right now. A couple matches still to go.
Are they teeing off soon? They're coming up?
Yeah. Two groups are off and two groups are left. Two are on the course, three are ready to go. Tiger Woods is leading right now, and Sungjae Im of the Internationals just hold out for eagle, so they lead the other match against Scheifele and Cantlay. Nice price, too, on the Internationals, Gabe. All dogs, except for Tiger, obviously, minus 180 in his match.
All right, so we're looking at some of the props for tonight. Kyle Lowry, 18.5. Siakam, 23.5. You know, Siakam probably get. He's gonna get there. He's gonna get there. You know what? What did he do? What did he do in Los Angeles earlier this year? We'll jump in. We'll jump in there. Lou Gamblu is gonna join us. Talk some NFL. See what Lou thinks about the NFL card this week. Ravens and Jets, Thursday Night Football. Shoot me now. Get on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice job with the tunes as well as we're rocking here. Looking at the NBA tonight, everybody's out, man. Greek Freak out. Van Fleet out. Anthony Davis questionable. Kyrie Irving out, obviously. Steph Curry out. Vucevic out. De'Aaron Fox out. Collins suspended. Fortunately, Gamblou in. Gamblou's in the starting lineup tonight on the show here tonight. I missed that promo with Dane Martinez. My starting lineups. Remember, he gave his starting lineup. This is the best. Tune in. My starting lineup. Yeah, my starting lineups. Lou, Gamblou.com. What's up, Lou? How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Good afternoon. Hope everything's going well with you guys.
Yeah, you know, it was a pleasure, Lou. Thank you for joining us. You're looking sharp. Nice shot as well, Lou. So, you know, let's start off with the UFC instead of the football, actually, just because this fight's sort of been a long time coming, this Covington and Usman fight. And, you know, Covington's an interesting character. I think he is playing a character, actually. I think he's a tool, but it's worked for him. Like, if he didn't act the way that he did, he wouldn't have the fights that he did. He wouldn't be going to the White House. He wouldn't, you know, like... Look at, like, Masvidal's a cool guy, and he knows Covington. He basically sort of says, yeah, it's an act. You know what I mean? Like, he's actually not this crazy, but it's worked for him, and it's too bad because the UFC encourages this stuff, right? They can pretend they don't, but they do. The UFC wants to be the WWE, but with real fights. That's always been their sort of goal. They've been pushing, like, they prefer that. They encourage it. And he's one of these guys that works, Lou, because you either love him or more people hate him, but then you tune in. Like, I'm looking more forward to this fight because I want to specifically see him get his face caved in than I have for a long time. And it's based solely on the fact I don't like the guy. So it actually has worked, their whole sort of strategy. I'm looking forward to this because I know it's real, Lou. We've seen Usman and Covington, like... Well, it's real in a sense. I should know. I do this for Cam, Lou, just for the setting. They really don't like each other. Covington said a lot of crazy things about Usman's manager. Usman's manager, guy, Cam, is not a guy to play with. Like, people, like, you know, basically people have said he's a spy, he's this. He works both sides of Secret Service agencies. World Series of Fighting was just a front by the CIA. We can get into a lot of stuff. All right? He's a heavy hitter, this guy. And Covington's, like, mouthing off in the casino after a UFC event. Usman's manager, Cam, like, nearly killed Covington. Covington nearly pissed his pants. All right? Like, you can tell he was scared for real. And Covington's done this a lot, right? He mouths off, and then he hides behind security. He's that guy outside the bar. He mouths off, and then he hides behind the cop, and he keeps mouthing off. So now's the time to get him. Like, it's like, bro, you're in the cage now, you know, but he's freaking good, Lou. I got to give the punk credit. Like, he's good. And it's so frustrating because you're like, how are you doing this? But he does that stupid jab that just keeps people at bay. He's a great wrestler. He's a tough fighter to beat. I'll give him credit, Lou. And if you can, Lou, stop the shuffling, whatever you're doing.
No, I had to shut the door so my dogs didn't come in. Gabe, like you're completely correct, Gabe. I do believe the Covington shtick is, in fact, just a shtick, totally manufactured. I do not believe that the hatred is real between Colby and Usman. Just like you say, Colby's the guy that, yeah, come on over here and I'll knock you down. Come on over here and I'll knock you down. The guy comes over and he runs away. I know that personality well because when I was a
Yeah, me too, Lou. Me too. That's why Usman. I know. We've all been that guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Usman, as I handicap this fight and what I've seen so far, I believe that Usman is doing the best to keep his temper in. Temper's not good in fighting. I worry about his temperament going into the fight and that he may want
hopefully he unfreezes. Unfreeze him. There he is. There you are, Lou.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
That's okay.
Usman's the stronger guy. Usman's the stronger guy. I think he has a little bit more power. Colby is a more precise puncher and surely the busier puncher, the more voluminous puncher, if I may. And the wrestling is, you know, kind of a push the way I see it. Maybe Usman's going to be stronger in the first couple rounds. I don't like Covington's shtick, but when I handicap this fight, every time I turned over every new stone that I could, I end up getting whoever the dog in this fight is who I'm going to take because I handicap him that closely. Covington's the dog. I'll take him.
All right. Lou's, Lou. Yeah, sometimes you got to pull the trigger and bet on a fighter you don't like. It happens, right? Like, it's about winning. And I get it, Lou. And maybe I'm caught up in it too. And a classic example, I think, of what you talk about, Lou, was the Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor. Jose Aldo was better than that. You know what I mean? Conor McGregor played him, man, got in his head. Aldo threatened to murder him at press conferences behind the scenes in local cities all the time. I did a hit with them in Toronto, and, like, Aldo nearly, like, started a riot, like, at Canada AM cam. In Toronto, literally. The Canada AM. Basically, like, he threatened to kill Conor for real. Like, he told him, I'll murder you awesome. For real. Like, forget about the fight. And then what happened? When they fought, Aldo ran in. Ah, I want to kill him. Yeah. Boom, got knocked the F out right away.
Yep.
And exactly. You're right. Usman is smarter than that. I just think Usman's better than Covington, Lou. I think he's more explosive. I think his wrestling's quicker, crisper. Covington's good, but he telegraphs everything. I'm not impressed. Covington has that high-volume stuff. I think Usman has the capability of clipping him and hurting him. And I think Colby's going to get weary of trying to... Colby stalks people, which I give him credit for. Like, for a guy, like, he doesn't have great stand-up, but he's got balls of steel, man. Like, he just walks at you like this, Cam. He's just sort of like a zombie. He just sort of... But it works. And guys get peppered, and then he takes you down, and he elbows you like... It works. I just think Usman's much better than him, Lou. I might be getting caught up in my dislike for Colby, but I'm pretty good at not doing that. Like, you know, I won't bet on a guy just because I hate the other guy. Hate's a strong word, but dislike the other guy. I'm going with Usman here, Lou. I'll respectfully disagree. I'm taking a favorite.
Yeah, And that makes good radio. I will tell you that after we watch this fight, we're going to come away with two things. Number one, Colby Covington is a most underrated striker. And even, all due respect, you aren't even realizing he pieced up Brian Barberena. Brian Barberena is a good striker. Covington,
yeah,
not only
Usman and Barberena, Lou. That's that. Yeah.
Hey, Usman's stand-up cannot compete with Barberena. Usman, listen, Gabe, don't give Usman credit on stand-up where credit's not due. He's got a long reach, and he's got some power, but he's not the quicker man. He's not the more precise man, and I think that besides the precision striking that Colby is going to present to him, I think that when we get into the fourth or fifth round, Usman, the size, the muscles, the cut, he's going to get all swole up and slow down. And that's my angle.
Yeah.
And I think it makes for good radio for us to look at both sides of it.
I think that is a good point that you raise. I can't dispute it, Lou, that as it goes into the deep rounds, I'm concerned about that because Covington showed he's relentless. He doesn't stop. He just keeps walking towards you and taking you down wide. Like, he doesn't stop. I got to give him credit for that. Hey, it's going to be a fun fight. And I misspoke earlier. I was like, all these cards. There's actually some cool fights on this card. We'll be right back to break them down.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combos, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you're playing daily fantasy hockey without Daily Roto, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Now back to Gabe Morenci and our boy, Gamblu.
Thank you very much, Cam. Good job. All right, we're talking about UFC 245. Going to see total rounds because this fight with Usman and Covington, it should be a longer one. We'll put it that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
But yeah, there's no value here. I'm looking, Lou. Over 4.5 is minus 275. The hell am I supposed to do with that? Yeah. Wow.
Nothing. Leave it. You leave it on the table.
Hey, I think that's a great tip to how we want to look at this fight. Usman does have some power, and he has a considerable 4-inch reach advantage over Covington. So, if you wanted to gamble, Usman inside the distance would be the way that you would go. I think if you like Covington and you want to squeeze a few extra cents of value out of him, you take him by decision. Listen, Covington does not have the power to hurt Usman. I happen to think that this thing is going to be a 25-minute slow dance. You might as well be at the high school prom watching the homecoming king and the homecoming queen dance for 25 minutes. This is going to be a boring fight. It's going to take place against the fence mostly, and it's going to be an ugly, close decision. I'll just tell you that right now.
You know, the thing that worries me, Cam, about this is I like Usman, but the number's going up too, so I don't like that the public's jumping on him. Number two, Lou raised a good point, and I do agree. The longer the fight goes on, I think Covington sort of has more of an advantage. Usman, like Cam, you know what I mean? Like Lou said, Usman's more rip, Cam. Muscles, he's going to fall for that. Like, he swings for the fences more. Covington's just more sort of, Covington's just throwing jabs. And Usman's looking for a home run every now and then. Yeah, pitter-patter. And, that works. And Usman could be the one getting gas. But if we know, we all agree that Covington has an advantage if the fight goes late, and the sports book's telling us, yeah, this fight's going late. It's minus 275 for 4.5 rounds. You know, then I don't know. I'm almost, the math is going against what I like here and Usman. But let's move on because there's so much to talk about other ones, including Max Holloway and Volkanovski, Lou. Holloway's a big favorite in minus 180 range. So is this Volkanovski guy too big for Holloway here? What do you make of this fight?
I make for the fight that we now have a template on how to beat Max Holloway, and Dustin Poirier was the deliverer of that blueprint. Now, that fight was at 155. We all know that. But you're going now back down to 45. And the reason Max wanted to dip his toe in 55 is because he's had a bad cut or two. On top of that,
yeah.
You and I have talked over the years about what happens to fighters that come from nothing once they get fame and notoriety and just start sleeping in silk sheets and drinking champagne. And I'm not accusing Holloway of any of that, but Holloway has recently made statements that he's worried about the upbringing of his kid. He's taken physiological tests before this fight to make sure that he's ready to undergo the stress of the weight cut and of his opponent. These are reasonable, rational, business-like decisions that any sharp man would make. But these are not the decisions that I want my championship fighter to be making. I'm afraid that Max is ripe, to say it real briefly. I think Volkanovski is in a terrific spot here. He's got unbelievable power. Let's not forget, this guy fights at 145. He played rugby at 210 in Australia, and he played against 240 guys tackling him. Volkanovski is a beast, and this could be the Waterloo for Max Holloway. I like Volkanovski.
You know, and I said exactly big Volkanovski because he's only 5'6", but the guy is he's a tank, Lou, right? Like he's a thick dude, man, and tough as hell. And I'm seeing here, and you know, can you confirm this for me? Let's see his reach. He's gonna have a reach advantage, you know, over what's the reach? What's the reach here?
Two fighters. 2 inches, 71 for Volkanovski, 69 for Holloway. And that's because when they measure reach, they measure fingertip to fingertip. And so Volkanovski's shoulders are so wide, that's what's giving him the edge. Max is a piece of spaghetti.
So think about that, Cam, because I'm amazed by that. You have a 5'6" man with a reach advantage against a 5'11" fighter. Like, how does a 5'11 guy not have a reach advantage? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd think. You got a pretty nice wingspan.
That's what I said.
There,
like,
Dave.
This guy's. Oh, me? Not bad, huh?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, it's your basketball.
Yeah, there
wingspan.
We go.
Block it.
Yeah. I'm built like Holloway. I'd get killed by Volkanovski. I'm a string bean, too, Lou. Yang would eat me. He'd put me in a sandwich. But no, you're excited. I was a good defender in basketball, Cam. I have long arms. I had to swing around.
Like, yeah, you know SWAT.
SWAT. All right, Lou. So sounds like you're walking a dog on this fight here.
Sure is. Dog.
Dog. Now, I will admit that when I release this Saturday, Covington's only going to be a half a unit play. Volkanovski's going to be a full unit play. So just make sure that you understand that difference there. I'm putting a little more premium on Volkanovski, no doubt.
All right. Amanda Nunes and Jermaine Durandamy. I give credit to Jermaine. I never thought she was great, but she's worked hard over the years. She's improved a lot. Good for her. She's going to make some money. Amanda Nunes is one of the best fighters ever, really. I mean, she just murders people. She's so damn good. And she, you know, Lou, you talk about it. Amanda's got money, and you see she enjoys her life, but it doesn't knock her off her game, does it? You know what I mean? Like, she's not reckless. Like, she's not out there getting wasted. She has fun. She'll go out, but You know, and like Masvidal's talking about how she's just a stone cold killer, man. Like she's one of these people who doesn't want to lose what she has. Like she's hanging on. She's just, do you see any chance for the underdog here? Are you going to be taking a shot here, or are you just going to pass on the fight?
You know, I've often accused the Brazilians of being potentially a little short on IQ. And that's a blanket statement, and it's unfair, I know. But in my experience, it holds. I think the only way Durandamy gets to Nunez is if Nunez has been on the champagne tour. I've looked hard to see if she is or has, and I found no evidence of it.
But she's not.
No, I don't think she is. And clearly, the tactic here for Amanda will be, listen, Jermaine Durandamy can strike with Amanda Nunez for a round. So why would Amanda expose herself to that? Take this girl down, rub her out, sap her from some of that energy, and then stand her up. Amanda opened 440. She's 280 now. If it drops further and I can see Amanda Nunez at minus 240 or less, I'll take Amanda Nunez.
Right here at FanDuel right now. Yeah, she's good parlay material for the parlay playing pukes, yeah, like myself in camp. She's minus 330 right now here. She's minus 330. All right, Marlon Moraes and Jose Aldo. So let me see about Twitter was blown up about Aldo earlier. Kind of looks like our boy Yang, actually. Well, Yang, I'll tweet you a picture of Jose Aldo. You guys, a little similarities. Some similarities there. Wow. I saw people were tweeting about how Aldo did not look very good. What do you make, Lou, of the shots of Aldo here? You know he's going to balloon up, but holy crap, man. Like, it doesn't look like the same man that ruled the world forever. What do you make of this fight with Aldo, Lou?
Yeah, this is a due diligence fight for me, Gabriel. I don't know what to think. And really, it's less about Aldo, because I think Aldo realizes that this is his last swan song. I mean, Barão is gone. Okay, he doesn't want to be Barão. So he's got to make this work. Meanwhile, you got a guy in Marlon Moraes who folded up and got outsmarted. He got tired against Henry Cejudo, and he folded up. Where's his guts? Where's his fortitude? I lost a lot of respect for Marlon Moraes in that last fight. I got more questions about him, to be quite honest with you. This is a fight I want no part of.
All right. Lou says he's going to do what Kobe Bryant never did. Pass. Peter Yan, not to be confused with Pan, takes on Uriah. Yan. Yeah, yeah. Uriah Faber is still around, Cam.
Oh, Ryan Faber keeps cashing checks.
I don't know if he should still hang, Cam. Well, whatever. He's out there. Put his way, Cam.
Nice
guy, though. When we knew Uriah Faber, he was a champion. Uriah Faber's now plus 400 underdog. Plus 400 underdog. Lou, any opinion on this fight?
Yan opens 265. He's now 400. I probably agree with that movement. The angle here is that Yan doesn't have power. He's really just looked good decisioning a bunch of guys. He's not going to finish Faber. I would pay the price and take the over.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Lou. We'll jump into the Mike Perry fight. Lou's got a good track record with Mike Perry. A good track record overall, but Lou's usually pretty good. I remember Lou said, nah, Perry's going to lose. Perry's going to win. You've been on top of it. So we'll hit this with Lou on the other side. We'll get into some NFL football as well. Me and Cam will get into our hockey picks, basketball.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, let's do it. some funny stuff going on here. Big shot here.
The horse crowd?
Mr. Garral, the owner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the owner of the Meadowlands just came over and said hi.
They look very – I see those side shots, Gabe. They look very – like these are guys I'd take in a street fight. Even the older guys would be the type to like –
Get the side shot, guys. Go back to camera two. Get the side shot here. Yeah, show the book over here. Yeah, they're not playing today, Cam. This is
the guy in the two. Yeah, these are gamblers.
Guys, get the opening shot. Two shot, camera two.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou. All right, there we go. All right, yeah.
We need the other guy, just left. Hiding.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get a pan shot one of these days, see who's there.
Yeah, well, we will. All right, they're racing at Dover Downs. We got Lou, Gamblu.com. We got Kawhi Leonard returns to Toronto. So let's just keep Lou for another, 5 minutes so me and Cam get into our picks before we're done. We're going to be out of here at 6:53, but me and Cam will be back at 8 o'clock. Jared Smith in Studio 34 as well. We'll keep her on tonight's games, including the Raptors and the Clippers. So, Lou, I was giving you credit where credit's due. You've done a nice job with Mike Perry over the years, Lou. You have a nice feeling about this Perry fight.
I do, and it's not good if you're a Mike Perry fan. This kid Neil's the real deal. I think he's a future champion. Tall, long, young, a lefty. He's going to have a 5-inch reach advantage over Perry, a 2-inch reach advantage with his legs. He's the more polished fighter. He's the larger man. He's a true mixed martial.
Martial artist.
Get this thing back. All right, am I back?
You're back,
yes,
Lou.
Sir.
I'm back. I'm sorry about this Skype thing. Okay, so I think Jeff Neal is too big, too long, too young. He's got reach. He's mean. He's out of a hot gym in Fortis. Mike Perry is a great guy to put in there for action, and this will be a good fight, but Jeff Neal will win this fight.
Lou, Gamblu.com. All right, Lou, so before we get you out of here, NFL football, what do you think about the card this week? Some interesting games, some big games. That Tennessee-Houston game's a real cool one, actually. I'm looking forward to that game. Tannehill 6-1 as a starter with the Titans. Houston play up and down a level of competition. You got the Rams and the Cowboys in a playoff eliminator, essentially, at least for the Rams' perspective. The Buffalo Bills and the Steelers is suddenly a real big game on Sunday Night Football. We'll get you out of here in a minute. So is there a game or two that you like you want to share with us?
All three of those games are playoff-type games, Gabriel. I think you nailed it with those three. I'll tell you that Dallas, look-ahead line, 3.5. What's the line now? Pick 'em. Advantage Dallas. A lot of sharp guys on the Rams, but you know what Al Davis says? Just win, baby. Sharps lose, too. I'm on Dallas like white on rice. Next one was, what was the other? Tennessee and Houston. Tennessee and Houston are a pick in the look ahead. Now Tennessee's given 2.5. I'll take the road dog Houston in a division game where these two teams know one another. So you led me right into two overreaction games that I really like.
Lou, Gamblu.com. Great follow on Twitter. You can check out his website as well. Lou, thank you very much for the time. Thanks for joining us, Lou.
Thanks and good luck, everyone.
LouGamblu.com. Great stuff with Lou. Haven't heard the old white on rice in a while, Cam.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Bust out the old ones. Those are good ones. Oldies but goodies. Another thing we got to mention
I've got
one NFL game. Sorry,
one.
Gabe. But no, I like to say,
I've used Oprah on a baked ham on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I like.
What
like
do you
Oprah
got, Cam?
Ham.
What do you?
Or me on a big ham. The Raiders. We're going to talk about this Raiders. The last game. The line's gone down, too. Like, I know the Raiders are a train wreck right now, but I got to believe what they did to Denver in that final game, Gabe. They're going to, Jacksonville's already packed it up. Like, that team has quit. I think the Raiders win that game by, 20. But anyway, that's just my opinion. It's their last game.
Is it the last game?
Yeah, it is. They go the last ones. They're on the road. So, yeah, it is.
Interesting. Yeah, I was wondering about that, actually.
I've already
so, yeah,
bet
Raiders
it.
Finish at the Chargers, Raiders at Broncos. Yeah, last game. It's 6.5. Yeah, they probably smoke them. It'll be a big love fest on the way out there.
Line
yeah,
went
good
down,
job.
Gabe, and I jumped on. I don't sound like Babano and Cohen, but that's the straight up truth. Like, there was line movement in that game. It came out 6, then it went to 5.5, down to 4.5. So people smashed Jacksonville. I'm like, I don't know how the hell you bet on that team right now, Gabe. They look awful. Like, they quit. Doesn't matter if it's Foles or Minshew or whatever. That team, they packed it in.
14 minutes to Clippers and Raptors. This game is on ESPN tonight. And, look, there's Doris Burke. They're all out tonight in the 6 cam.
I like Doris. Yeah, all right. The big stars. I like Doris.
Yeah, Drake's going to be all over.
Hey, Doris.
Yeah. I like Doris Burke. You know what? I really like Doris Burke, but it's the first time last year she pissed me off. And I don't know. One of the games I watched her do this year, and she pissed me off, too. She was doing a Laker game. Her love of her, it was just over the top, dude, like with her LeBron love and stuff. It was driving me nuts. Anyways, Boston Bruins at the Washington Capitals. Capitals minus 130. Over under a 6 big time Eastern Conference hockey game tonight, Cam. What's your take?
It's tough spot. Yeah, Boston's been playing like junk. Is it maybe a couple head a lead into this game? Horrible against Ottawa in that situation, Gabe, a team they should have killed. You liked Ottawa that night. It would have been crazy if you bet them. Huge dogs. I got to take Washington in this spot. Boston in a little bit of a rut. I know they're a better team, usually getting the better goaltending. Washington's at home. I think they'd like to make a statement to the Bruins that, hey, we're still around too. It's only 20 cents. It's not going to be a big play, but I like the Capitals in this spot. I think Ovechkin's going to be fired up for this game too. Maybe suck some Boston guys into penalties. Washington's the type of team too. They're very physical, and that angers Boston. They'll take a couple cheap shots, get guys in the box. I think Montreal is in a good revenge spot, only laying 50 cents because of the rookie goalie. Well, he played pretty good last time. So you're getting about 30 cents of value at home against the Senators. They beat Pittsburgh. Maybe they keep it up. And my favorite play, Colorado, Philadelphia, over 6. I don't see how there's any type of defense in this game. But we're going to play this one in-game live, too. We got the Raptors while we're on, 8 to 10. So a lot of things are going to be happening, man. A lot of in-game stuff tonight.
Yeah, including Michigan and Illinois. Michigan and Illinois go tip off at 9 o'clock.
Kind of like Illinois.
I'm on Michigan. And listen, you know, these games are normally traps. Whenever you have the better team and they're only laying a point or it's minus one or plus one. We saw the scenario last night with Maryland, and then Penn State became the trendy pick. And I'm realizing, Cam, with ring night tonight, I should have worn the Raptor ring today. I should have brought the ring out tonight.
Should have. good luck, Charm. Good luck.
Imagine
Charm.
With the suit here. I'm going to get jumped. People are going to think I really am a champ here. They're going to think the ring's real.
Then they're going to pawn the ring. They're going to pawn the ring and get 30 bucks. What the hell? I thought this guy was dying.
30 bucks.
another game that's interesting. Rutgers is like minus one. You can't bet that Rutgers game, but I can. Go Scarlet Knights. Short price. I think I'm going to take Rutgers.
I like my account's still alive, barely. Oh, did you miss the message last night with the Oilers? I hope you did. You didn't get it. Did you put that in? No, huh?
Nope. Great news, buddy. My phone. I was doing another show. I lost my phone. I saw your message this morning. When I woke up, I'm like, saved him some money. Pretty good. Even when I get the wrong game, it wins. Yeah, so I'm actually helping you out. Like, not putting that bet in was great. Oh, buddy, I didn't tell you the story. Last night,
I hate
the show.
That team.
Oh, no, dude. I'm doing the show with Wetzel and those guys. Listen to this one. I got the Oilers 11-1 live, okay? When they're down, like, 2 goals. Boom, boom, they tie it up, Gabe. I'm excited. I'm like, I'm going to win hundreds. Here we go. Wetzel's like, hedge out. I'm like, screw that. It's not for enough or whatever, right? Boom, what happens? Carolina, they score 3 goals, lose 6-3. Thanks, Oilers. I actually hate the Edmonton Oilers. Screw them. They're the worst. I love betting against them. I'm not going to be betting on that team much. They bother me.
So what are you betting on tonight, Cam?
Tonight we're going to take a shot. Rutgers money line in college basketball. The Raptor game, I'm going to wait in game and see if we can get a better number. Hockey, I'm betting on 3 games. I'm taking Colorado, Philadelphia over the 6. The Montreal Canadiens minus 50 cents is about as high as I'm going to go. Might take them in reg, but it's a good price. And Washington in the battle versus Boston laying 20 cents, Marantz. What do you got?
I see it's that's Ivy League tonight in college basketball. Merrimack. Merrimack are favored against Army. How bad can Army's basketball team be?
Pretty bad.
Merrimack.
Yeah. Well, Merrimack. Yeah. Who knows?
Army should just, Army should just threaten teams. Like, the kids on Army should just tell them, listen, if you don't let us win, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. We're defending the nation, you pricks.
Yeah, just say, listen, I could kill you with my bare hands right now, so you better get the hell out of the way when I'm coming through the paint.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, this is such a D-gen stupid pick if I do this, but I got to take Army. Who the hell are Merrimack?
I don't know, Gabe.
Merrimack lost by, dude, they lost by 30 to Brown. They did beat Hartford. They beat Leslie.
Better games.
Nah, I said I was going to be smarter. Yeah. That never works. There's something about you and me. It's true. Recklessness is better for us. Whenever I'm disciplined, I'm going to bet on. The other day, I'm like, oh, I like the Bills and I like the Saints a lot, so I'll be smart and I'll just go big on that instead of betting a million games. Cam, I went 6-1 with the other million games. I went 0-2 with those and was down $800.
Exactly. He and Vince talked about that. Sometimes when you feel it, you play the board, you do well, and the games that you love don't come in. It's like his game of the week pool.
Yes.
You overthink it and bad things happen. So now I don't overthink it, and I've been doing a lot better on the heater at the
end of the
season.
I'm not even putting a foot down, Ken. The boot is off. The boot is off. It's an Army boot. It's an Army boot. And this Army boot's kicking Merrimack's ass. Army it is. Army.
Oh, boy.
Can't lose now.
Yeah.
The boot came off.
You can't. Yeah, exactly. Swap foot. Yeah. What? My wife tells me my feet smell so bad. She calls me swamp foot, and then the green odor, the gas. I love odor eaters.
Yeah, I do need swamp. These boots do have an odor issue, Yang. It's
true. Swamp foot. Yeah, I got swamp foot in all my shoes too. Swamp foot.
You know, I've tried Febreze liquid stuff. It doesn't help.
It doesn't work. It makes it worse. And I tried. You know what the worst is? Fabric softener. I used to fold up fabric softener. It's great for a couple hours. Then it just gets this stench with it. Oh, it makes it 10 times worse.
You're right, Kip.
Like, no,
dude.
Don't put the fabric.
I crushed these boots with Febreze once, the liquid, like the fabric stuff. And I was I should have done this a long time ago. It smelled all fresh. Dude, I wore them. It was worse. It causes some weird toxic type. And then my foot had like some weird Febreze thing going. And like, it made it worse, Cam. You're exactly right. Yeah.
I've tried everything, man. Liquid fabric softener, dryer sheets, whatever. Nothing works. The foot powder works.
All right,
for a day
listen.
Or two. Swamp foot.
I'm not playing around with these props. Give me the Raptors +3. Clippers Raptors over 221.5. Michigan +1. Michigan, Illinois, 145. What do you got, Cam? Well, you just told us what you got. It's good.
Over Montreal, Washington,
Rutgers. We'll see you at 8.
Gotcha.
Cam's back at 8, so am I.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
But I'm looking right now at the patrons here, and you'd love it here today, Cam. They're all here today. The surly regulars and our main man, Angelo, is over here right now. Angelo's going through his pocket. He's counting his counting his money right now.
New Jersey
Devil
Angelo. He's got the old Devil's colors, green and scarlet, man. That was awesome.
Dude.
I like those old
jerseys. I'm telling you, this guy, Angelo, I bet you he lives in like a big house and stuff.
Oh, of course he does.
He's like one of these dudes. There was like a lady in my neighborhood when I was a kid. She was like, you know, she was like a bag lady. You know what I mean? She had like a shopping cart. And she used to come to the park where everyone would drink, and people would throw bottles at her. Not like try to hit her, but, hey, yo. And they'd drink there. Hey, take it. You know what I mean? They'd throw. And all day, she's walking around the park picking stuff up. You'd see her, like, walking down the street picking cans up. And then one day, somebody's like, yo, bro, I saw that lady in the park, huh? And they're like, she's got a nice car. I saw her buying groceries. And everyone's like, nah, it's not her. And they're like, I'm telling you, it's her. And it turned out it was, man. It was like, that was just her thing, bro. Like, you know what I mean? She was an old Italian lady, man. And she lived in a nice house. And, yeah, she used to go to the park and, like, pick bottles up and stuff. But she had cash. So I swear, there's some dudes here where, like I told you, my main man Gary that lives in the van. Like, the FanDuel guy said, no, he beats us sometimes. I'm like, what, for like $20? He's like, no, man. He goes, sometimes he bets like $500 on games and he wins. And you'd never expect it. You look at this guy, you think, this guy don't have $5 in his pocket. But it's actually smart. And Mark Lawrence can attest to this. Mark, you've been around a while. People that try to, like, show off and prove they're rich usually aren't. It's the ones that, like, smart rich people don't need to show off, right? And, you know, especially if you're hanging around a track, the last thing you need is a target on your back. Hey, look at me. You got exactly. Crazy Mike sometimes running out of here. Hey, I just won 60,000, guys. He's like holding to his ear like a phone. It's like, bro, you're gonna get shot. Like, let's bring Mark Lawrence in. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Gabe. How you doing, Cam? How you doing, bud?
Hey, good stuff, Mark. Good, Mark. I was just talking. You've spent a lot of time at tracks, Mark, and you got to love the characters that are a daily track, like Gulfstream or the Meadowlands or Woodbine. Like, you've never met a character until you met a guy that goes to the track every day.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-